we decided this week to sell our vacuum cleaner. It was just collecting dust.
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
Everyone loves a surprise, don't we? Of course we do. Well, wait a minute, you say? It depends on what kind of surprise we're talking about here. Some surprises you don't want. And you are right. Here are some surprise gifts given at weddings. I'm not making these up. One lady wrote, "At my wedding, I got a set of monogrammed towels with the name Mary embroidered on them. Only trouble is, my name isn't Mary. Not even close. It's Sarah." For their wedding, another couple received a 20-pound box of, are you ready, bacon. I'll bet that made them squeal, don't you think? Do you write a thank you note for bacon? Thanks for the 20 pounds of grease? We finally used it all up at our 30th wedding anniversary. The only strange wedding gift I can remember receiving was a check that bounced. I won't mention to you that it was from my older brother. Ah, surprises. I have always loved paraprosdokians. A paraprosdokian starts out with a simple statement, then offers a surprising twist. My favorites are those that make me smile, like, where there's a will, there's a lawyer. Or, knowledge is knowing tomato is a fruit, wisdom is not putting it in a fruit salad. This is the staple of any good comedian, surprising an audience with the unexpected. For instance, you can say, as a child, I had a medical condition, so I had to eat dirt 3 times a day. It's sure a good thing my older brother told me about that condition. Get it? Here are a few more paraprosdokians. Surprising conclusions to sentences. If I could take just one thing to a desert island, I probably wouldn't go. Outside of a dog, a book is a man's best friend. Inside of a dog, it's too dark to read. I love that. If I agreed with you, we'd both be wrong. To steal ideas from someone else is plagiarism. To steal from many is research. I didn't say it was your fault. I said I was blaming you. I used to be indecisive. Now I'm not so sure. And here's one for our older listeners. I'm supposed to respect my elders, but it's getting harder and harder for me to find one now. Surprises. Dave is an umpire in a recreational baseball league. He was pulled over for driving too fast in Boulder, Colorado. Dave tried to talk the officer out of giving him a ticket. He told him he was sorry. He's normally a very safe driver. The officer wasn't buying it. If you don't like the ticket, take it to court, the officer said. At the first game of the next baseball season, Dave Hagler was umpiring behind home plate, and the first batter up was, guess who? You're right, the policeman. Talk about a surprise for them both. As the officer stepped into the batter's box, they recognized each other. Long pause, the officer asked, so how did the thing with the ticket go? Hagler replied, you had better swing at everything. Well, I've had my share of tickets, so I understand. But surely the greatest surprise in all the world is not revenge. It's the opposite. It's grace. We get what we can never deserve. What a twist. No wonder we call grace amazing. Romans 5 talks about grace as an undeserved privilege. When we were utterly helpless, Christ came at just the right time and died for us sinners. That's grace. We've all had surprises in our lives. I think of the birth of our third child 51 weeks after his sister, Irish twins, or the seizures my wife experienced for years. Yet in the midst of life's surprises, we encountered God's presence, his peace, and his grace. Let's celebrate that grace today. Grace changes everything. And speaking of change, here's one more paraprosdokian. Change is inevitable, except from a vending machine.
God promises to never leave us, but that doesn't mean life will be easy. Many search for an escape from life's struggles, but Laugh Again offers something deeper. Encouragement, joy, and the hope of Jesus in the midst of it all. As one listener shared, I wanted to tell you how much Laugh Again means to me. It even helped cheer me up after my dad died. Help share this hope and laughter. Give today at laughagain.us. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.